A photography exhibition currently on view in a Bloomington bank offers black and white prints of the variety one used to see in National Geographic. The pictures depict a coastal society where people are engaged in fishing, weaving palm fronds, and frying plantains. Unlike the photos in National Geographic, though, these tropical scenes don't have explanatory captions. WFIU's Yael Cassander reports from Lost Now Found, a mystery photographic exhibition.
When we're looking at photos, especially the National Geographic kind, showing people working and playing in an exotic-looking place, we make a leap of faith. Maybe not consciously, but at some point, automatically, most of us make the assumption that these pictures refer to some place out there. So, I asked the co-curator of a show of pictures fitting this description where that place was.
If you can answer that, you win the grand prize. I have no idea.
At the moment their reference point becomes hazy, these photos become mysterious and ethereal, as if the agrarian seaside village they reveal, with its ox-drawn carts, cabanas on stilts, and grinning kids holding fish and turtles, is some tropical brigadoon. It's a mystery that doesn't fail to draw you in.
Everybody that sees these gets the same excitement we have.
Photographer and documentary filmmaker Dave DerCasey is also a longtime photo instructor at Indiana University. 20 years ago, the campus AV lab where he taught was being leveled.
They were clearing out Mitchell Hall. They were going to tear everything out, trash everything, because they were tearing the building down. And I saw these negatives, and I held them up to the light. And I thought, wow, these are really interesting negatives. Somebody's just throwing them away. And I thought, I got to do something with these. So I just scarfed them up and held them for a couple years. And then Sarah had my class, and I showed them to her, and she became extremely interested in it and said, maybe we ought to do something with it.
I hadn't actually even seen the negatives.
When co-curator Sarah McAleer first heard her instructor mention the negatives, it wasn't just a couple of years after he'd found them. It was almost 20.
He had just mentioned randomly in class one day, oh, I have these negatives that I found in an old building, and I'm interested in cataloging them. And so I thought, oh, hey, light bulb went off, and I might be able to help him catalog these negatives in exchange for some darkroom time, because that's exactly why I was taking the class. So took the negatives home. Actually, I just had borrowed a light box from a friend and had a loop and put the negatives over the light box and just started going through them, looking at them, cataloging them. And within minutes, I was blown away. These photos really just made me want more. The more that I looked at them, I wanted to know about the people. I wanted to know where they were from. I wanted to know about how they lived and played. There's that one in particular that I'm thinking about. It's of a gentleman who's standing by a body of water. He's holding probably around a 60-pound crocodile in one hand, and in the other hand, he's holding on to the reins of his horse. And he looks very comfortable. He doesn't look frightened or anything. And I'm thinking, wow, I need to know how this took place. I need to know, why is he catching the crocodile in the first place? Two, how did he catch the crocodile? And three, what role did that horse play?
As if her curiosity weren't already piqued, Sarah discovered a familiar face among the negatives.
And immediately I knew who it was.
Suddenly, on a strip of found negatives of an unidentified place by an anonymous photographer, there was one of the most iconic figures of the 20th century.
And I think I even said to Dave, I'm like, look, it's Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And he had to look up close.
Yeah.
But
there were 6 shots of the world's most famous Catholic nun, and there was no mistaking her.
That's how I picture Mother Teresa in my mind. She's got the head, you know, that beautiful kind of white with the blue stripes headdress on. And obviously this is black and white. I'm remembering it in her, you know, white gown and then the sweater vest, the button-up sweater vest over it.
In the negatives they found, Mother Teresa is processing down the center aisle of a grand church.
And along the sides, you can see people just lined up. Almost looks like they're singing. Their mouths are open, so I think they're maybe singing as she's coming down the aisle. Big, beautiful church, big columns, bright light peeking in everywhere.
So more and more clues, maybe a Catholic nation, fried plantains, palm fronds, building boats, fishing village.
Sure.
Putting all these clues together. And a place where there's a magnificent cathedral like that.
Exactly.
Where might that be?
And maybe, you know, the photographers are traveling throughout this region, so it's not necessarily just one village.
It's an important consideration that manages to shift our intrigue from the identity of this tropical brigadoon to that of the photographer, or photographers.
It's an extremely intimate portrait of this village, and we suspect the photographers either lived there or know people there or from there or around there.
So why would these negatives have wound up in the AV lab in Mitchell Hall?
Indiana, and due to Herman Wells, has an extensive outreach program around the world. So these could have been from any student studying here from our worldwide regional outreach.
But even though the photos demonstrate a real familiarity with the subjects, there's something more ambitious at work here, something photojournalistic.
Because you don't go home to visit for the weekend and take 500 photos. Yeah. This was some sort of, you know, documentary.
Now, I'm thinking it's the AV project, and part of their thing was maybe to go back home and create a little historical story of their where they're from. Maybe that was an assignment. And he did it and made the pictures and presented them and just left or forgot the negatives. I don't know.
The curators of Lost Now Found believe they've narrowed down the identity of the photographer.
They showed up throughout the negative several times. This particular woman has a lot of advanced photographic equipment.
What she has in her hand is the Nikon, a motor drive, and a Vivitar flash with a battery pack. So she looks pretty well outfitted with, it is professional equipment.
The other candidate for mystery photographer is
a gentleman who's throughout many of the negatives. I think they must have been, at least from what we can tell, we think they traveled together.
We do have a picture of them together.
Oh, yeah.
They're together, so they know each other.
I was hoping that when we put these up, someone would say, oh, I know her. Yeah.
And that, Sarah says, was one of the goals of mounting the exhibition, to recognize the vision of the anonymous photographer who managed to produce a sympathetic portrait of a non-Western, largely pre-industrial place through a series of monumental images. Take, for example, the perfectly balanced picture of two boys and a man in a skiff on the sea, facing the viewer, silhouetted against a big sky. Of course, some postmodern critics might argue that aestheticizing the non-Western is a standard imperialistic strategy, which is why it seems critical to note the photographer's intimate relationship with his or her subject. And, incidentally, that any proceeds from the sale of prints Sarah and Dave are making available from the found negatives will be donated to the Boys and Girls Club. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Lost Now Found, a mystery photographic exhibition developed by Dave Durkesi and Sarah McAleer, is on view in the Monroe Bank Art Gallery on Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington. The show will continue through mid-June. You can see some of the found images on our website, wfiu.org/arts.